Hello, welcome to the 5280 podcast. Strap on and have a good time.
From the 5280 Studios, Weekend Geek Update, special report. Smurf here with the stunning and talented longtime friend, been on multiple podcasts with me, Phyllis Spielman.
Hello, hello, hello.
You know, I admire your traveling chops. You are going all over the frickin' place. You commute back and forth to California.
Yes, I do.
And then, of course, I see you posting pictures from Israel, from, like, Saudi Arabia, from, like, Dubai. I mean, Jesus Christ.
Dubai. That is on my list, but it does look a lot alike, right?
It does. There's lots of sand.
Israel. Morocco.
So, I mean, you are, like, international traveler now.
It's fun. It's a lot of fun. I always wanted to do that. You know, I studied international business in college and didn't really think I would be going into acting, Adam, but I am, and I love it. So any chance I get I get the opportunity to travel, I'm there.
Well, and I've known you for a while, and you know, when you meet someone, you get the impression of whether they've got it or not. And when I first met you, I knew you had it. I mean, you're like, yeah, that she's got it. She knows what she's doing.
But that was a while ago. That was like, God, what, four years ago?
4 or 5 years ago.
4 or 5 years
it was
ago.
It was a project you and I were working on.
Oh my God, that's been like, yeah, 5 years ago.
Yeah.
Wow.
And but the funny thing is, you're a military background. I mean, you served our country. You're in the armed forces.
Yes.
But I want to know, what made you just say, you know what, this is what I'm going to do? When did you come to that decision of, this is what I want, this is what I'm going to do? Because it seems like you never did anything prior, just as how naturally this comes to you.
Nope. I did theater for 4 years in high school, and then had my bucket list, military, mom, marriage, school. Then I decided later in life, I thought, I'm going to try auditioning. And then right after that, I got the role. Then I had a major car accident and decided I don't want to sit at a desk anyways for the rest of my life. So what am I going to do? I'm just going to pursue acting. And it kind of like almost destiny.
It was really
destiny.
Because the short we did, the comedy, I don't think we stopped laughing
that entire
freaking afternoon, because that was hilarious.
Oh yeah. There's nothing better than improv when you have the opportunity to do it.
Yes. When the director's like, you know, I really don't have any lines for you, mm-hmm. So just go ahead and just fill some time.
Oh yeah.
Okay.
Between that and expressions, yeah.
Yeah. Oh my God. And you were dressed rather sexily.
Oh yeah. That was like, hey, we need you to pretend like you're a mob. I think it was a mob leader,
like
type
a mistress or something.
Mistress. And I'm like, okay. Can we say tiger print? Tiger print. Low cut. All right. We got this.
Done.
Hair poofy. Done. I think that was when I was blonde also, so it kind of really
I think you were blonde at the time, that is correct. You're brunette now. What is it? That's quite the shock. Is this the winter look and summer?
Actually, it's a project that I got cast in as an FBI agent, so I had to change my hair color, and then right after that, I got cast in another project that I am working on as a DEA agent, and then another one that is a vampire, so I had to do it dark. And therefore, I'm like, okay, we're going to stay dark for a little while then.
Yeah, because you're like on, if I remember correctly, you're listed like
blonde.
six projects right now.
Yes.
That's crazy.
There's a couple that I just got word of, matter of fact, or one I got word of today. I can't disclose yet, but I'm really excited about it. It's an episodic, and we're looking at like 20 episodes, and I'm just ecstatic. It'll be out of New York. And
now, if you had the chance, what would you rather do? Would you rather do TV or would you rather do movies? I mean, what do you feel the most comfortable in?
Wow, I think TV and movies. I would say the different would be theater. TV and movies are pretty much similar in a sense that maybe episodic, you have the same character, you get to develop it through seasons, and then movies, you dive into, you get to change, I would say you change from project to project, and it's quicker. of a turnover than episode, you know, when you do episodic. Mm-hmm. That I'm thinking is like year, could be year after year, whereas movies, you could have a 2 month or, you know, maybe 1 to 3 month and you do it and you're done.
Right. You're in,
but
you're out.
But I really like them. I like them both, I think. I really haven't done TV episodic, so, but it's a character that I like. So I think it's all about the characters that I like. All
right.
And if they work.
But you're getting typecasted as like a cop, like I'm stern, forceful women. That's amazing.
I think in today's, especially right now, in the environment that we are in right now, it is really interesting. And being a mom of a daughter and boys, to be able to be a role model and have these roles that women are, oh, I would say stern, but serious, more serious roles, I would say.
Right.
Definitely.
Now, when you were growing up, were you into the geek side? I mean, you say drama, but I mean...
Oh, God. I was a dork in high school.
I seriously doubt that.
I really was. I was a goofball. I didn't really have boyfriends. I did do theater and cheerleading, and that was not the standard. And I did play in band when I was in middle school, you know, the trumpet. So I really was... And I was a straight A, you know.
Of course.
Student.
Yeah,
so
of course.
I was really a nerd, but I liked it. I liked the friendships that grew out of being in those different groups, if you will.
All right.
So that's not really changed. I still have all
you're still kind of nerdy friends.
Still have a lot. I like it, though. You know, as long as you're smart and I can talk to you and you're, you know.
Well, yeah, you can't. Rocks are no fun to talk to.
No. Mm-mm.
Do you still play the trumpet? Do you break
you
it out every once in a while?
I can still play the dun 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 dun. Man, matter of fact, the other day where was I? I was at a guitarist place just looking at music. So I was like, I want to get back into learning music. And then there was a trumpet there, and I was like, God, can I play that song? And I remember that.
Wow, so the muscle memory just like kicked right in.
Yeah, for the trumpet, because I was in the middle school when I did that.
Holy crap.
And then in college, I tried piano for a semester, and I want to get back into that one day.
Wow.
Yeah, that'd be fun.
All right. So you're in between projects then? Because you're here in Denver. So, I mean, you're not being pulled off to California.
I'm being pulled off actually to Florida next week. And that's with the Live Eco Style Network. And where I'm going is the PGA. It is the merchandising tour. So they're bringing me in as a host to interview a lot of the owners, some of the player, you know, golf, people that play golf. People that are selling, you know, their vendors basically there. It's one of the biggest shows that is done every year for people that are in the PGA.
So you're going to be on this side. You're going to be doing what I'm doing.
I'm going to be doing what you're doing. And he also said that I'm also going to be interviewed. So I'm like, okay.
Wow.
I can do that.
So you're good. Spokesmodel / interviewer.
Yeah. I'm going to, with
wow.
them, we do radio. They bring me on the radio to do some of their shows, and that's on like the distillerychannel.com, as well as like us on Live Eco Style Network. And so they're developing so much right now, and they're going to have a magazine that is going to be about a 300-page magazine. And yeah, that's what I've been brought in to do.
Wow, that's exciting.
Yeah, it is. Everything's just been falling into place, kind of. Kind of moving me in these directions.
Mm-hmm. Well, go with the flow.
I was just going with the flow.
No reason to fight it. Because you're doing like red carpet stuff. I mean, the pictures that you're posting online that I get to see, which I'm honored and privileged to see. I mean, you're out there just tearing it up. I mean, are you going to any of the awards ceremonies or festivals or anything coming up on that?
Matter of fact, I'm going to be out there in L.A. Mid-February. For about 5 days, and one of my friends actually that's in Stasis is going to be doing her own premiere she's producing as well as acting in a movie, so I'm going to go out there. She invited me to go to that, so I'm going to go there, and then at the end of the end of February, I'm flying to Dallas to film a project there. So,
good Lord.
I think I might be missing the two big events that are coming up, but I don't mind. I'll watch them on television.
Same as everybody.
Same as everybody.
I don't know if I would want the pressure of actually going to one of the big award ceremonies. That almost seems like it would be too much.
Actually, it's kind of fun because the energy that you're around, just there's a lot of energy. Actually, that was what I thought I would be nervous the first time. Actually, the first time I did this Stasis premiere, that was at first a little bit because I also helped host. I say host it. I was a co-producer of that,
mm-hmm.
of the rap. I call it the rap party, the premiere. And it was going up on stage in front of your peers, I call them, you have your directors, your producers, your people that, their families, people that are involved in the film, introducing the, bringing the director in front of everybody and speaking. Just walking in for the first time, I was like, wow, all this energy. So I was like, and I had to like, okay, calm down.
Rein it in a little bit.
And so, and try not to make a goofball of myself up there, but I can laugh at myself though all the time.
You know, you kind of have to in this business. You cannot take yourself too seriously.
No, I'm always like, dude, I haven't fallen though on the red carpet like some people have.
Oh my God, I would just be like, oh, I'm dying.
I know.
Just crawl into a hole.
Like, jump up and go with it.
Ta-da!
Ta-da! I'm here. Hello.
Now your project that has just come on air, which is being premiered on Netflix last week, 2 weeks ago.
God, that was just so exciting. So I think that was on the Christmas Day, the day before. No, it was Christmas Day. I got a call and then a text. I said, hey, I just saw you on Netflix. I'm like, what? So I wasn't sure if Stasis was going to make it on Netflix or not. So whenever it did, I was just so ecstatic that I was like, wow, because that's a neat platform right now. You know, to be on Netflix.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's kind of taking off because the whole premise behind Stasis, it's science fiction, mm-hmm. time travel, yeah. and it's a dystopian world that everyone's trying to get away from. And it's an interesting take. How much of the story did you get to read before you signed on to do it?
On it, like 2 weeks. You know, like it was like that was something that. The director, Nicole Jones-Young, she was so nice. I met her for the first time at another project that was in a film festival in Idlewild out in California. And that's when we first sat down and we were talking about it. And I wasn't cast at that time at all.
Right.
She was talking with one of the producers that was there. And the next thing you know, when she called, probably about a month and a half later, she said, would you like to play the mother? And you were going to be paired with Anna Haar, which I had worked with her previously on another project. So mm-hmm. she said, I liked, you know, you two have good chemistry, mother-daughter. So she asked me then if I would take the role. And I was like, well, yeah.
Duh.
Awesome.
Because there's a great scene between you and your daughter in the kitchen where, you know, the story is developed. And I don't want to give anything away, but it's a time travel that is an interesting twist on Quantum Leap style.
Yes.
But you're interacting with her, and you just have this, like, befuddled look on your face as she's in the kitchen like discovering cereal and you're like, the hell is wrong with you? I mean, it's a great exchange between the two of you.
Because that, we, it's so funny, the director, when she was working with us, one day she took us outside and I was a little, it was kind of caught off guard, but I was in prep for another scene, which without giving too much away.
Right.
And so we had to almost argue. She was prompting us questions where her and I, Anna and I, were together, and we just started mother-daughter thing.
Right.
Off the, and so then it kind of prepared us. So in that scene, it was something of where it is the time travel, the character that I was speaking to during that. If you notice in that scene, there's two characters. There's the one, or she's one person, but it's two different
right.
characters. And so, you know, I'm talking to my daughter, who I just got into a fight with her, and it was really interesting.
It's an interesting dynamic, and yeah. I like the premise. It is, it's something that you haven't seen, and which is something I always try to look for, because let's face it, there's a lot of rehashed stories out there, and you don't want to do the yes. same thing, especially when you hear like dystopian future, like, oh, it's Terminator.
Right.
Well, not exactly. So, I mean, the future doesn't look bright for anybody, but it's a great take.
I like that. Well, thank you. That one was one that I think, yeah, I have that on my Facebook because it was my favorite one, and it was so natural, and it was just the fact that also as moms and daughters, you do argue, and kids, but you are, it's takes a lot to say, hey, I didn't mean what I said. I'm sorry. You know, like that.
Exactly. Like, oh.
Yeah, I was like, oh.
And how hard is it for you to keep a straight face? Because I know you're a professional. I know you're a but I know you're a jokester.
Oh, my God. See, that's so funny you say that. The people that know me off screen, I am such a goofball and a jokester. But yet I'm cast in these parts that
it's very serious
so
roles.
Strong. But I'm just a jokester. I'm always goofing off because I have to find some humor in life.
Exactly. You're like, this is too serious.
Seriousness. But this was a pretty serious movie throughout it, and everyone was under a lot of pressure to get it done. Meet the dailies to get it done every day. We were on, like I said, tight. We filmed it in Arizona. Most of it was filmed in Arizona, and then some of it was filmed in LA, but probably about 90% of it was in Arizona.
So right.
We were under a lot of pressure. But yeah, people haven't seen that jokester side of me.
No, not too often. Because when I watched your Sirens film, oh my God, it is just heart-wrenching to see how the character grows, but to see you like exhibit such emotion, I'm just like, oh my God, almost wanted to call you and just say, are you okay? Where is this coming from? Is everything okay? Because yeah. I mean, that is a dark film.
It is, and my favorite scene, and it was very powerful, was it was right after I had recovered from my car accident, and I had 9 months to really think about, because we only had 3 scenes left to film. And after filming it was the doctor scene, as I call it, when the doctor is confronting me and about my daughter, and I just don't know what to do. I don't know how I'm going to come up, you know, with this money. And so it was very frustrating because, like, oh my God, I want this for my daughter, but how am I going to get this? And therefore, I was just able to pull from the situation. I just imagined in my head that it was real.
Just went there.
And it just... I go there.
It came through brilliantly, I have to say.
Thank you.
Is Sirens ever going to come to Netflix, or what's the status on that one?
Sirens, you can actually see it right now on Amazon Prime, or you can go to Amazon, and people that have Amazon Prime can watch it, so it's already out there. And since it is a short, it's about 19 minutes, or 20, that one's 24 minutes, they just decided it was the first project that went in the film festival circuit, mm-hmm. or the director on that, and Joey Spillane, he's continuously doing really good projects. Right after that, matter of fact, I just got done with another one that's in the film festival circuit called Come to Me, Sister Mary. So the AD on Sirens,
right,
he approached me and said, would you play my lead in this next project, because he'd seen me on Sirens,
right?
And I was like, because I had worked with everyone on Sirens, I thought they were so professional. They stuck through it. They didn't quit. I was like, sure.
Why not?
Why not? And it was dark and emotional again. I'm like, guys.
I want to see you do a comedy. I just want to see you.
I want to do like a rom-com.
Yes. I could totally see you next to Kate Beckinsale.
Oh, my gosh. It would be so much fun. And that's another thing. You have to be able to know that you can work with other people and not be, I say, afraid of it, but encourage it and want it. And I want to work with people that are just professional and enjoy the craft of it.
So as you've been out and about, it's something we've talked about on the podcast a lot as far as Netflix. Do you think the film industry and everything that's going on, that they're starting to lean more towards the Netflix platform or the Amazon or the Hulu Prime and all of that?
Well,
more?
Yeah, I think they'll continue to take the lead as they, you know, offer to watch anytime, anywhere, you know, for monthly free, because right now, entertainment viewing equipment like the TVs, iPods, iPads, I mean, they're better and better, and it gets cheaper and cheaper than going to the movies. And as that goes up, I think more and more talent is moving, away, but as TV was, and considering to be a mover in that direction. I mean, it's just the way it's going right now.
And it feels weird to me. You know, I don't want to fight it. I'm like, okay, but at the same time, I'm like... I still enjoy the theater, but I don't know the way the trends are going. And I mean, you're seeing like major actors. I mean, Adam Sandler, I think, has kind of completely moved towards, you know, Netflix. Dave Chappelle's last couple stand-ups were Netflix only, and now even Seinfeld has gone over there.
Yeah, because it's so easy. I mean, one of the ones I was just in, it got released into theaters, and I went and saw it, and I thought, wow. I can probably just wait 2 more weeks and I can see it. You know, I can see it on Amazon or something.
I know. Yeah. In fact, the one you just went to the theater was Day of the Dead. Is that right?
I was so excited.
So you're a scream queen now.
God, I wouldn't say that. That's a funny thing. I'm actually playing a reporter in that one, and it's the opening. And that's another one I didn't know that was going to be in the theaters at all. So then the day that I had a friend call me and said, hey, I just saw Day of the Dead in the theater. I said, what? No way. So I'm like, I scroll, and sure enough, it was right near me in like Westminster. So I was like, okay, guys, we're going real quick. So we go over there, and to see yourself is really weird, especially in that. But
yes,
that was fun. Filmed that over in Bulgaria at the New Boyana Studio, and that's a remarkable studio. And the people, it was just really amazing.
So you just basically were in and out?
That one, I got to go over there for a couple of weeks. And it was only my role that I got called in on. Actually, it was a reshoot. And they said, you know, we're going to add a reporter. I was asked originally if I wanted to be a zombie. And I was like, nah, I really don't want to be a zombie. But, hey, how about a reporter? Yeah. Do you notice? Okay, sure. I'll do that. And that was fun, too.
You really didn't want to be a zombie?
No. After Sirens, I was covered in blood, pretty much a little bit of that one, and that was a lot.
I just watched
the zombies, but I was like, I don't want to be a zombie because I don't want to get typecast as a zombie.
No, yeah, because once you put that on, you're there forever.
And I know you had mentioned, you know, Scream Queen, but the one that is in the film festival circuit, which is, you know, Come to Me, Sister Mary, that was hard for me to scream in that. I did it, and I didn't even have to do it in ADR, and I didn't realize how hard it is to scream. I'm not a screamer. I'm a doer. I'm like, if something's coming at me, my ass is running. I am not going to scream. I'm going to run. I'm going to go grab something and just go.
You're practical. You're going to knock it out.
You're not screaming there. So I'm like, what? I got to scream? That's not natural for me.
I don't know how to do that.
I don't know how to do that. Oh. I remember back on set, I had to ask someone, how do you scream?
Especially in ADR. I mean, that seems...
Oh, my God.
That seems a bit odd. I mean, I understand that that's the way the industry's going. I mean, what? Almost 50% of films now are ADR.
We did actually ADR. Was a stasis. We did ADR for that because I think when we were close to an airport when we were filming, so it's really hard to control the sound. So we had to do ADR for that. And that was interesting. You know, I didn't have any screaming in that one. That was mainly just yelling at my daughter. Or, you know.
And that's easy to channel. That's just like a Friday night. No, you're not going out.
No, you're not going out. But Come to Me, Sister Mary. Oh, my God. We had to do ADR. So I had to – the guy said, we need you to mimic this. I'm like, okay, do you have a weight that's like, I don't know, 20, 30-pound weight? So there's – I had to lift, or I didn't have to, but in order to be – I'm more of a method actor. So I was like, okay, I need something – to make me get like out of breath.
Right.
So here I am lifting this like 30-pound weight so I can be like out of breath as if I'm going upstairs.
Well, yeah, it only makes sense because even when you see Hugh Jackman doing some of the, because I've seen a lot of his stuff with the ADR for Wolverine, and he's just sitting there like running like
you
he
have
really
to do
is.
That.
Yes.
I mean, you have to, and then you're trying to, you have to match it, but you have to mimic as much as you, or not mimic, but you have to find that inside of you, whatever you're doing at that moment in time when you're filming, and rethink it, and then redo it, to try to get the right sound that you need.
You, and to kind of at least try and match up.
Yeah.
Because you're doing your lines basically twice.
Yes, and sometimes even more than that, because they're going to, okay, and go. You know, and you're like, doop, 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 and you're like, all right. So then you're not only doing that, but you're watching yourself. It's weird. You're watching yourself on the screen as you're talking what she's saying.
Like,
and you're referring to yourself as she. I don't go, oh, that's me. No, I go, okay, can you rewind it because she needs to do this. And then I'm like, that's she, not me. That's really weird. Because on that one, the Project 9 was a sound studio that we did here in Denver for that Come to Me, Sister Mary, and then out in California was, I think, Sound Island was the one who did that. But don't quote me on that. My brain's like, okay. But it was very intense. It's a lot of work, actually. I was actually sweating during the ADR for Come to Me, Sister Mary, because I had to create those sounds and that are so real.
Right. Well, I mean, like you said, your method, you have to feel it. You just can't just stand up and throw it out there.
Yeah, and then you're like almost want to pass out.
So speaking of passing out, I have to know, you've been hobnobbing with the elite. Have you gotten starstruck yet?
I haven't. I don't get starstruck really because I've been exposed for the last probably 10 years around the music industry, like Rascal Flatts and Carrie Underwood. I've got a chance to meet them, and I have relatives that actually are in the industry, so I don't really get starstruck. Instead, I respect for them if they're really, really good. I think it's really neat to be able to meet them and maybe see what they do, what their craft, how they do it.
Right.
Well, I don't get starstruck. Now, it's weird when people call me certain things. I'm like, huh?
So are you getting recognized a little bit more and more?
Yeah, but it's weird, though.
Oh. As you make a face.
That's how I'm making a face. It's weird. I was actually in the Springs, and some lady, I was at the mall, and she was in makeup, and she says, didn't you used to be blonde? And I'm like, what?
How do you know me? You get defensive right away.
Yeah. She had just saw Stasis, matter of fact, and I was really, that was weird. She didn't know, like, my name, but she knew my face,
right?
Which is why I don't do roles that you're not going to recognize.
Of course,
unless it's a character role, but that's not.
Because you'll get that every once in a while. Like, I know you from somewhere, and you don't want to say anything. You just kind of like, I get around. I've done a few things.
Well, growing up in Texas and Devine, everyone there has been so supportive. It's awesome,
right?
And they'll say, oh my god, I just saw you on television, that's so cool. And to me, I'm thinking, thank you for watching, that's awesome.
I know, you're all like, thank you.
Yeah, because that's
all it does is watching really just drives it, because they see every time someone watches the thing.
Every time they see it, and then when you're watching it, you want people to see your work, and the only way to get out there is through social media, or if the film has marketing in itself. But right now, I feel like with what you mentioned earlier, are things moving towards Netflix? You need that advertising out there in order to see it, and without that, you have to market it on social media, which I use Facebook, and I'm getting better at Instagram, and Twitter. I'm getting better at some of these things.
Yeah.
It's hard to do, but it's fun.
Well, it's time consuming because you're focused in on doing your job.
Exactly.
And now this is added on top of it.
Right, and I haven't signed with a management company or anything, so I pretty much control everything that I do is me. And so it can get, some days I just lock myself in my room and just kind of stare at the ceiling.
I told you can hire me. I told you I will represent you.
All right, okay.
I will carry the luggage even.
That.
I will be more than happy to do it for you.
Deal. Yes. All right, there you go.
I'm going to the red carpet, everybody. Because it's a lot just even doing this and keeping up on top of that. I'm surprised your daughter hasn't volunteered. Did she just kind of just point it to you and say, Mom, you're ridiculous?
My kids are the best when it comes to that. My oldest son, my middle, my daughter, they're so supportive. Matter of fact, to them, they think it's cool. They're like, oh, wow. And my daughter, none of them really are into acting. They don't, matter of fact, I brought in one of my sons on one of my projects because I said, hey, can you come in and just be like want to be an extra or something?
Yeah, just stand in.
I was like, come on, guys, you got to come. I mean, I've even asked my friends sometimes, hey, do you want to come and be, whatever, and some of them will be supportive and say, yeah, but my daughter, this summer, she's going to go on a couple of photo shoots with me, and the photographers I've already spoke to are going to bring her in because she's probably 5'9", cute little thing, so she's going to probably do that, see if she can do something for college, get a little extra money, but yeah. Whatever. My kids are just super supportive. Love
That's
it.
Cool. Yeah, because I remember your daughter. She just at one of the project with us. She just like, eh. And she
I know. That's what I mean to them. They're just like, okay, where are you going, Mom? Yeah. Okay. And then once they see it, oh, wow, Mom, that's cool. Or, ooh, Mom, I don't like that scene right there. Why are you? Ooh, you're
they're,
mean
they're hard,
in
they're
that.
They're probably harder critics than you need to hear. You're like, shut up.
Or they're like, Mom, do they really know you? Do they know that you really are stern? Do they know that you're a winch on that? I'm like, shh. No, I'm not.
That is classic.
Don't tell him my secret.
Shh. Family secrets, family secrets.
Family secrets, yeah.
So what do you got coming up? Because like I said, you got like 6 projects I know on the burner right now. At least six.
Well, I'm excited. Like, the ones in the film circuit, I say that one because that one, until it's out and for people to see, I consider it in not in development, but in post, because it's still, you have to work at it. And then, of course, there's one that has to deal with a crew, and, or I say crew, the producer was out of, they live in the U.S., but they're out of, they're from Mexico, and it's really neat. And a couple of the people that I was involved with were also on the Queen of the South, which is really neat, because that's a huge series that's on Netflix, and to be brought in with even people associated with that is amazing. So that's a project that I'm involved with next month. And then, of course, the Live Equal Style, they already have plans for me. In fact, yesterday, he's like, how do you feel about this being your show? Doing, okay, this is going to be what you're going to do. And so we were all constantly bouncing back and forth. And I'm like, I like that idea. Yes. Okay. Yes. I'm in. When do we start? Okay.
I won't do that. Let me do that.
Yes. Yeah. Because I even told him when we start, I said, listen, you need to drive. Tell me what you need or what you're looking. And I'll say, okay. Because I don't want to say I have time. I don't want to make that effort to decide on that. I'd rather say, okay, is this a project I want to do or not?
Mm-hmm.
And then I have a murder mystery project that is going to be about 20, I would say about 15, 20 episodes that I was just asked to do. They offered me if I wanted to be a part of it. I said, yes. then so I think there's one that is locally, or say locally, one that's out of Denver, and that is going to be another project that is in development, and I'm going to be not only a lead in that, but help as an associate producer on it. And that's going to be, I'm really excited.
Hey, if you need extras, I'm more than flexible. I'll show up. I'll bring you coffee. I don't care. Yeah.
What car?
Oh, I got an Uber driver.
Yeah, that's so funny. But that is one that is, like I said, I'm trying to, that one is going to be, it's challenging, but it's going to be, we're going to be filming that one out of Leadville, and it's going to be a lot of work, and I'm trying to look right now as I'm looking at this, but trying to keep up with some of this is
getting, it's crazy.
It can get.
Now, what do you think, now, because a lot of filming has actually moved here to Colorado. They have the big studio that they put out east, and I mean, do you think Denver's going to see a lot more influx of film and TV again, or I mean,
I think with especially with Denver having that, and without having people having to travel to New Mexico or to California, as far as like crew, actors, directors, producers, it's going to be a great opportunity to bring it here.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, you're going to always have people from out of state come in and produce for that one. But that one that's right now, it's a working title of A Girl Like Me. That one is going to be produced, filmed here in Colorado. And that one's exciting. You know, I'm excited about that. And Carrie Gomez, she is going to be her first feature that she's going to be doing on that one.
Oh.
And so, oh yeah, and Sever. God, how could I forget about Sever? Sever is one that is out there that we did, and it's a feature, and that's directed by Matthew Anderson on that one.
Nice.
So, Matthew Ryan Anderson. And then, let's see, The Dark Field, that's another one that's in development right now. Yeah, it's called The Dark Field. Directed and written and produced by Tony London. I'm trying to think of these, what I also have coming up. Oh yeah. So that's, yeah.
I see, you get too much going on.
Yeah, I do.
Before you know it, you'll be doing like comic conventions and sending pictures for your adoring fans.
Oh my God, yeah. Oh Lord. So someone asked me that. They said, are you going to come and do this? I'm thinking, okay, well, I don't feel like I'm that. I mean, like I'm that. That's why it's really hard for me sometimes to even realize that I guess I am doing that.
Mm-hmm. Eventually.
I don't realize that I am. Yeah, there's, you know, I never know what the future holds. I just am grateful for everything that I'm doing. And I just take everything day by day and keep a calendar where I need to be and when, and continuously work on the craft by just, you know, practice.
So where do you practice in the shower? I mean, where do you practice?
I do, let me tell you. Between there and I'll be staring at the ceiling and go, okay, when I'm in a room. But I do actually look at artists, some of the artists that I look at out there, and I see what they're, how they are. And that's how I learn a lot on screen.
Mm-hmm.
The last project that I did that was the short come to me, Sister Mary, I really had the opportunity to really explore, try new things, mm-hmm. because it was a short and it was with people I had already worked with and knew, so that we got to explore together and we'd try out different angles, different motions.
Right.
And I loved that. Sure. And I think you learn a lot by that too.
Right.
And you want to continuously do acting. If you can do acting classes, do that. And like I said, I've been fortunate for people to write me into their projects or say, hey, you know, you have, I like the way you did this, and next thing you know, I'm being, you know, cast.
You're getting called to make appearances in new serials. So what do you want to do? I mean, what is the one, what's your big, oh, she makes the face.
Like, oh, you do say that. What do I want? Oh, go ahead. Well, let you finish your.
No, I mean, you know where it's going. I mean, what's the big one that you want to do? Or you feel like, you know, I'd like to, besides comedies, because we know you kill it at comedy.
I do, because it'd be so much fun.
It would
be so much fun.
Because I've been, like, hooked on Love Actually for, like, the last couple of weeks. I do, too. And for some reason, it's just, like, on permaloop house. I don't know why.
I watched that this last summer. I've seen that probably, like, 6 times.
It's not like a musical. Shut up, Red.
No, I did. I think I'd like to, definitely do a rom-com. And I do enjoy, I want to see. I like some action and, like I said, that mystery spy. I want to be a spy.
I could see you as a spy.
Because I catch people off guard all the time.
I could see, like, in the sequel of I Spy, right there next to Melissa McCarthy. Yes.
That would be so cool.
Jason Statham.
Right, Jason Statham. I know. Okay.
Don't touch, leave Jason Statham alone.
I know, Jason Statham. That would be fun. Although, like, one thing I have to be careful is sometimes I pick up their accents because I'm real good at mimicking things. And I'm like, he has such an accent, I'd be talking like him.
I've done that a couple of times, and even in front of Red, and Red just kind of looks at me like, what the hell is wrong with you? And I'm like, I don't. It just happens sometimes.
No, but I've enjoyed each thing that I get to do. We get to see where this goes. Like, I'm looking forward to that network that I'm on, Live Eagle Style. I love it. I like what they're doing. I have to have variety no matter what.
Oh, yeah. I couldn't imagine stuck doing drama, 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 drama.
I have ADD half the time. It's like, okay, if I don't put it in my calendar, my ADD kicks in, and I'm just like... So I like to do different things and, just explore. I know what I don't want to play, but as far as what I do like to play, just more between the rom-com but serious, some just roles that are very... It's just powerful. Just have a meaning.
Right.
Stories that have meanings.
Yeah, I don't like the...
Let's just have a moral value at it. Let's just not... Cute. I go... That's all I'm going to say, just...
So if anyone wanted to follow you, where are you on the Twitters and the Facebooks and the Instagrams?
Instagram is the Phyllis _ Spillman, and then on my actress page is Phyllis Spillman Actress. And then, of course, go to the Live Eagle Style Network, and you can find me, or the Distillery Channel, and you can find me there too.
Yes, and Stasis for sure. I mean,
Stasis, and go to IMDb, whatever you do, and just Google Phyllis Spillman on IMDb.
You are the only Phyllis Spillman.
Yes, I looked. I was like, okay, should I change my name? I think I'll keep it.
No,
one for
keep
now.
It. Because you did do some weird name change like a couple years ago on me, and I'm like, what?
Oh,
all right, whatever.
Oh yeah, that's because I was once upon a time married, and then we got divorced, and then I went back to you know, Phyllis Spillman, and
so. Whatever. No, stick with the Phyllis Spillman. It works.
We'll keep that for a while.
Yeah, till a new whim comes along. You're like,
a new one.
Your ADD kicks in. Like, nah, I don't like it.
Yes, slightly down. Like, oh, okay. Purple elephant.
I don't think that's taken, honestly, so I think you'd be good.
We're not going to do that one.
Alrighty, Phyllis, we will let you out of here. Thanks for sitting in on us, and be sure to check her out on IMDb and Stasis on Netflix right now, because in the end, we're all stories, so make it a good one.